Psalms 27 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle He shall hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, but put not thy servant away in anger, for thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." Verse number 5. The Bible says, "For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." I'm interested in this phrase. "For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion." I want to preach on this subject for just a few minutes tonight. When trouble comes, and trouble will come, you can mark that down, because we're living in a troubled world and trouble will come. In verse 1 through 3, you'll see the direction of His confidence. Thank God, I'm glad that He knew the direction to look in, and I'm glad that He knew who that He had His confidence in. And then in verse 4 through 6, you'll see the devotion of His character. Thank God, I'm glad that He was devoted to the one that made Him what He was. And then you'll see the disturbance of His comfort in verse 7 through 12. And sometimes we do get our comfort kind of disturbed. The devil ought to be arrested for disturbing the peace. That's right. That's what he does. He's been disturbing the peace ever since he disturbed Adam's peace in the garden. And so he's still doing the same thing. But his day is coming. You mark her down. His day is coming. Verse 13 through 14, the display of his courage. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that there's courage found in the pages of this Bible. Thank God there's courage found in our God. Let me give you four things, and I'm through. First of all, when trouble comes, God will hide us. Boy, I'm glad that He will. Thank God that He's got a place that He will hide us. Now watch your Bible. Verse number 4. "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. Thank God when trouble does come, God will hide us. Now, when He hides us, you'll find that He is our refuge. I'm glad that God is my refuge tonight. Well, I'm glad in Him that I do have a refuge. Now, when He is our refuge, and we're in that place with Him, we see Him. That's when you'll see more of Him. It's when trouble comes and He's got you hid and you're in that place and we see Him. Because it is a secret place. You see, when it's just you and God, it is a secret place. That's the reason sometimes we can't help people. We've never been where they've been. And then somebody will be going through something and you'll ask them, said, well, tell me about it. And they say, I can't tell it. Yeah. Why? Because He's our refuge. And I'll tell you, I've been through some things with God that is absolutely a secret. I can explain it. I can't tell you that. And so I'm glad that He is our refuge and we see Him. So there'll be things that will come in your life that you cannot explain, that you cannot tell. You said, oh, you'll just have to bend back. That's right. Said, oh, I can't tell it. And but you can tell them all that they missed by not being there, but you can't tell them all that happened. So He is our refuge, but in verse number 5, He is our rest. In our refuge, we see Him. In our rest, we sit with Him. Thank God, I'm glad that we do, for in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall hide me, and shall set me up on a rock. And so, it is a place that we sit with God. It's a safe place. It's a solid place. And it is a secret place. But thank God when your trouble comes, He will hide us. I'm glad for His good mercy and grace. Now in verse number 7. When troubles come, He'll hide us. But when trouble come, He will hear us. Now watch your Bible. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. So when our troubles come, our God will hear us. Now, our request is us talking to Him. That's what our request is. We're talking to God. But if we talk to somebody, then we see His response. If I talk to you, I want you to respond to me. I want you to answer me. And that's the way it was when the psalmist was talking to God. He said, my request is I'm talking to you, but thank God, God's response is that He talked back to him. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that He does. That our God can talk to us, and that our God will talk to us. Now, His response is verse number 8. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. I like that phrase for here that we have talked to God and He hears us and then He responds. So whatever it is that we're talking to Him about, my heart said. Now when it gets down to the place where that you're talking to Him from the heart, that's where the rubber meets the road. When you say, God, from the bottom of my heart, I have got to have an answer. Such trouble has come. And from the depth of my heart, God, I'm a-talking to you. Thank God there's a God on His throne that will hear and answer and talk back to you. Thank God I'm glad that He hears us when trouble does come. And He will answer us. This thing about serving God, knowing God, is a heart matter anyway. That's exactly right. You remember the message I preached on, He knows me by heart. That is the way He knows us, is by heart. Well, I'm glad, thank God He does. When you know something by heart, you don't ever forget it. That's right. You don't have to rehearse it every day. So, well, I got to rehearse it. Won't forget. Oh, no. Somebody asked you something. Say, yes, God. Said, I know that by heart. Can I say to you tonight, our God knows us by heart. That's the reason why I put in this Bible and said, I know thee by name. He knows who's calling. I've never called and he'd say, who's calling? That's right. You talk about having a ID service. You said, well, sometimes it seems like that He don't answer and He don't hear me. Well, He might put you on hold. He does have His regular customers, you know. That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. He's got them Christmas callers, you know. And some of them call on Mother's Day. Some call on Thanksgiving. But I'm glad, thank God. If anything, He gets tired of me calling. He thinks I'm on the party line. Why? Because I call him several times every day. Well, I'm glad I'm one of his regular customers that I call. But hallelujah, thank God there's somebody on the other end of the line that hears me when trouble comes. When trouble comes, He hears us. My heart said. That's deeper than your head. It's done got down here. Oh, that'll get God's attention when it gets to where my heart said. When trouble comes, He hides us. He hears us. Verse number 9. When trouble comes, He helps us. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that He will. He will help us. When nobody else can help you, our God can help you. And our God will help us. He helped us with what battles us. You said, well, what is it that battles us? The grip of the world. That's right. The world seems like it's got more of a grip on everybody than it's ever had. Brother Kenny's got a pull from every direction. The world's got a grip on us from over here. The world's got a grip over yonder. And the world's got a grip over yonder. And we've got 1,000 things to do on our list. And the grip of the world that's a pulling at us, and the grip of the world, the flesh and finances in you, and you gotta run here and you gotta run over yonder, and I'm late for this and I was late for that. And it is the grip of the world. But God will help us with what battles us. It battles us. This is not our home. We are going against a grain in this world. They're going that way and we're going this way. We're going against the flow. But they're not getting anywhere. That's right. They're not getting anywhere. But thanks be to God. We're getting somewhere. Things that battle us. But then God helps us with what bothers us. He said, what bothers us? The grief of war. That bothers me. And I think about it a lot. And then soldiers are wounded and soldiers are killed. Don't you ever think the war's over? No, the war is still going on. The grief that war brings that bothers us. And then God will help us with what burdens us. The great wickedness that is going in our world today. I mean, that would have to be some kind of burden on a child of God. This unconcern, they don't care. And instead of praying, they're protesting. And they enjoy the same liberties and the same freedom that we enjoy. They enjoy the same freedom that mother's a crying over tonight because her boy got killed over yonder on the battlefield. And that crowd don't believe in war. And they're marching up and down the streets with the little signs. If I was that crazy, I wouldn't hold up a sign and tell it. That's right. Why, somebody that dumb, you can look at them and tell. Without them carrying a sign, you can just look at that bunch and tell that they're crazy. They have the same privileges that we have. And there's no freedom without battles and without war. You've studied this Bible. And there never was no freedom without a fight. But thank God I'm glad I'm on the winning side. They want all the privileges. And you said, well, what do you think we ought to do? I said, give them a pint of water, parachute, carry them over here and push them out. That's right. If they like that place over so much, let them go over there and go to sniffing that sand and doing that. That's where they all ought to be loaded up and shipped tonight. I'd put one ticket on my credit card tonight. Thank God I'm saying to you, God bless America. I'm American. I love this country. And it's worth fighting for. We got freedom tonight. Because we got a God that'll help us when troubles come. Thank God for our president. He's my kind. Yeah, make no mistake about it. That's what he says, ain't it? Son, he cuts it close when he says, make no mistake about it. He ain't cutting them no slack. The Dixie Chicks found out. That's right. They found out didn't make no difference how far you was from Texas. You better not say nothing about it. I travel all over this country, just every few miles all over the big state of Texas, you'll find a sign that says, don't mess with Texas. That's right, it's up by the highway, on every road, every highway you get on, they got the signs up. Don't mess with Texas. And son, when they're messing with the president, they're messing with Texas. Their ratings went down. I saw them use where that big John Deere's running over the tapes. I said, hallelujah! This other crowd are marching, walking up and down the street, and we're not having to pay taxes for the police force to protect them. It ought to be down here trying to keep that crowd from coming over here blowing us up, and they trying to keep somebody from running over them. I tell you what, them police would go to the house. Back in the 60s when I was driving a truck, about 10 or 12 of them 18-wheelers. Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't have to call nobody. Just sweep them up. I'm saying to you, Thank God, I'm glad that God will help us with the things that burden us. And that burdens me and that bothers me. I used to preach for the old Indian up here in Cherokee every year. Live with him. Go up and live with him. And Bonnie, go up and live with him a week. Stay in his home. Preach up on the reservation. He's always, the Indian's always wanting something. And he told me one day, he said, boatman, that's what he called me. He's a boatman. I said, what? Boy, I had a pretty cowboy hat. Brown cowboy hat. And he said, God told me for you to give me that hat. I said, look, Chief. I said, he ain't said nothing to me about it. That's right. Yeah, he thought God just talked to Indians. He's wrong. He talks to pale faces too. Amen. I said, he ain't said nothing to me about it. We were riding through the mountains and I was oohing and ahhing, looking. And we was talking and talking about being American and them being Indian. And this is what he said. He said, if y'all don't like it, won't you give it back? That's right. He said, y'all, why won't you? I said, I love it, Chief. I ain't giving back nothing. But I'm saying to you that God helps us with what bothers us and what we battle and what burdens us down. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad I'm born American. Glory to His good name. If you don't like it, leave it. I like it. If it ain't worth fighting for, it ain't worth having. Let me give you this something. When trouble comes, He'll hide us and hear us and have us. Verse number 10. When trouble comes, God will hold us. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. When trouble comes, He'll hold us. He lifts us. Love lifted me. He lifted me from a forsaken position, where everybody else and everything else had forsaken me. My mama and my daddy never forsook me. Thank God I had a wonderful mama and a wonderful daddy. But hallelujah to God, He lifts me and He hugs me and He holds me. A lot of times God don't fix our trouble. But after He gives you a good hugging, who gives a rip? That's right, son. After He gets through hugging on you and holding you and loving on you, why? He lifts us from the horrible pit. He lifts us from the hog pen. Thank God He took us from the hog pen to the home place. Why? He holds us when nobody else knows where you are. And your troubles are bigger than you are. There's a God in the glory world on His throne that will hold you. He lifts us and He loves us in a forever promise. Thank God. I'm glad that we have a God when trouble comes. I got to thinking about this. When I was in high school, I was in the 4-H club. I got to thinking about these 4-H's in this message. I said, well, hallelujah to God. I'm still in the 4-H club. Never get too old to be in the 4-H club. You always need God to hide you and hear you and help you and hold you. So I'm telling you, bless His good name. When it seems like that the night's so dark and you cannot make it through, the God of all grace will come and hold you. When everybody's forsaken you, when it seems like you've got a friend nowhere, God will hold you. When trouble comes, you said, I ain't got no trouble. You're not home yet either. Trouble will come. But just in case you do have a little trouble, God will help.